She is an actress. She is a recording artist. She is a professional ice skater, and she's a Disney princess. And now, Titana Jackson joins us in the studio right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, AfterBuzzers. Welcome back to Mini Spotlight, where we highlight rising stars in music, TV, and film. I'm your host, Amy Cassandra, and we are joined by the lovely, talented, Your Royal Highness, Titana Jackson.
I mean, I'll take it. Hi.
Yes, girl, roll with it.
Just roll with the punches.
Exactly. Okay, so let's explain this whole Disney princess situation, first of all.
Okay, so I was on tour with Disney on Ice, and I got to portray Princess Tiana, which was honestly so much fun. Like, who doesn't want to be a Disney princess?
I know. That's so cool. Did you have little girls going up to you after and just, like, asking for your autograph picture?
Yeah, it was honestly, it was beyond anything I could ask for. Aww. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's so exciting. We'll have to talk about that later as well. But let's get to what you're currently working on, which is a little thing called All Night.
Yes.
And now you have a very, very special role. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
I do. So I play Cassie Fulner. I am an out lesbian, very comfortable with my sexuality, very confident, have a lot of layers to myself, but, you know, I have my tight-knit group of friends, Fig and Deanna, and I have my girlfriend, Alexis, who you kind of get to see our roller coaster throughout the show, and I have my twin brother, Christian, so I have a lot going on in the show, which is really fun, and it was really exciting to work with all of them, and it was beyond fun to film.
Yeah. And now, that's in conjunction with Hulu and Awesomeness TV.
Right.
How do those two work together for you? Because, I mean, we all know Hulu and we all know Awesomeness TV.
Right.
So how does that work?
Well, I mean, I think they paired up. They have one show already before our show came out called Freakish.
Okay.
So they paired up again to do All Night, and I think they're going to keep going with more shows, hopefully. Hopefully we get a season two. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and I always like to ask how the audition process was. Because, you know, it's like, oh, my agent let me know. Or, like, I went on auditions and then I got it. But is there anything where, like, this happened?
My audition process for this was, it's honestly, like, an ongoing joke. Because I auditioned.
Okay.
And I did not hear back for, like, weeks. Just
like three weeks,
I think. And you know, like, sometimes when you get an audition, it tells you when they're gonna start filming, so I kind of knew when they were starting, and the more time that went by, the more I was like, all right, I didn't book it, on to the next. And out of the blue, 3 weeks later, I got a call from my agent that they love me, they want me to test for the show, and I went in to test. It was me and two other girls. Left the test, I felt really good, and I just, you know, you just have to wait for that call.
Yeah.
You're holding your breath. I got a call from my agent 2 days later, and I was like, I know this is the call. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew they're calling for a reason.
I'm so stressed out right now.
I know.
You get it, but so, I'm like...
So I answer the phone, and, like, my heart's beating, and my agent... He's like, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Oh, stop. Oh,
naturally, I asked for the bad news first because, you know, you're like, all right, well, give me the bad news. And jokingly, he was like, all right, well, you got a lot of work to do because you start filming next week. And literally the whole office was on speakerphone. And when I was in a restaurant and I screamed. So literally everyone in the restaurant turned and looked at me and I was like, oh, my God, awkward. I ran outside. And, yeah, they were like, yeah, you booked it. And... I think I was the last character booked. I was the last person that they cast because my character had so much going on in the show. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have a twin brother dependent on who they cast for that. And
right.
So, yeah, there was a lot of layers and but I booked it.
Yay!
And I'm here.
So where did it film and what was it like to, you know, well, we always just want the juicy gossip. What happened behind the scenes, too?
We filmed in Los Angeles.
Okay, well, cool.
We filmed on a soundstage in Los Angeles, in the Valley, actually. And there's no juicy gossip. Everyone was... everyone was like really fun and really cool to work with. I mainly worked with Tila and Jen and Jake, because mm-hmm. Jen and Jake play my best friends in the show. Tila plays my girlfriend. So I was mainly on set with them. And then of course Ava and Breck play her best friends in the show. So, but there were also some people, it's such a huge cast. So yeah. There were some people that I never even worked with. I would see them on set and we would all hang out during lunch or, but it wasn't until I saw the show that I got to like see. It was so much fun seeing the show for the first time.
Well, where did you see it? What did you eat while watching it? What was that like?
I saw it for the first, okay, well, the first time I saw it was mm-hmm. at the premiere.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
And yeah, the first time we saw the finished version was at the premiere. Mm-hmm. Did not eat anything.
Too nervous, too excited? They didn't have
Well, no, we had snacks, okay. But like while we were watching, I think we were all just so invested that we were just like trying to figure out what was like, we were just literally zoned in.
Yeah.
And then, what was the last question?
Well, what was it like?
It was
to see everything put together the first time, you're like, whoa.
It was funny. It was, there's something about doing something and watching it come to life at mm-hmm. the end, and I think all of us just watching the finished product was like, it's so fun and so amazing. It's like it's kind of a feeling you can't explain.
Well, and I can feel that from you right now. It's just like it's a little, I don't know what the word is, but a little like bubble of happiness.
Yeah,
of like,
yeah. That's literally all. Yeah, the whole time I was watching, I was like, oh my god.
Well, and, you know, at the top of the show, I started with saying that you're an actress, you're a recording artist, you're a professional ice skater, and a Disney princess. That's why I needed my notes, guys. It's just, it's a lot. How do you think, you know, like, your whole childhood and everything that you've done in your life has really helped you with all of these different roles that you've been able to do, you know, as an ice skater, as a princess?
So I grew up figure skating, and I can honestly say the discipline from that has carried into everything else I do as an actress, as a singer. I used to wake up at 4:30 in the morning, go skate, go to school, go home, do my homework, and then go back and skate. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was, at the time, you're kind of, when you're a kid, you're like, ugh, this sucks. Like,
well,
and I love
even now, I would, 4:30, guys, really?
Yeah, I mean,
that's awesome.
Hey, being on set, driving a set, I would have to wake up at like 4:30 in the morning, but it's a little different then, because you don't have to do your own makeup. You just roll out of bed, drive to work, and then everything else kind of happens magically while you take a nap.
Now, if you could send yourself a little message for 10 years down the line, you're right there in the future. Oh. Hi. Hi, Titana. What would you tell yourself?
10 years down the line? Mm-hmm. Just keep pushing, believe in yourself, and live your best life.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean,
you only have
words.
One life to live, so like live it and have fun, be happy.
For sure.
Yeah.
Wise words from a princess right here. Ah. I wish we could talk to you some more, aww, but I'm so excited for everything you're doing.
Thank
Here's
you.
Hoping for more all night, all nighters.
Hoping for a season two.
All night, all day,
all night,
every day.
Yeah.
There's
all the time.
There. All the time, every day. There's something there. You guys make it work. If you could tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
Social media. My Instagram is it's Titana Jackson. ItsTetona Jackson. Twitter is Titana. Facebook, Titana Jackson. I'm trying to bring the Snapchat back.
Okay.
I don't know.
Girl, I appreciate that you're trying. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean.
So where can people find you on that?
It's Titana.
Oh, see, that's easy.
Yeah, it's
okay,
easy.
We'll have to bring back the app just so we can follow you.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching again. This is Mini Spotlight. I'm your host, Amy Cassandra Martinez, and you can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ. See you guys later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.